Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, and happy to have New Orleans Saints defensive pass game coordinator Terry Joseph joining us. 19 years as a college coach, big coaching veteran, Texas, and now his first year in the NFL. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you guys tonight.
You bet. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand the words, Saints defensive pass game coordinator, but give us a little sense of your role and how you interact with the DB's coach and then the defensive coordinator and Brandon Staley, and how the responsibilities are somewhat different.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think everybody knows that, you know, Brandon is the defensive coordinator, and Grady is our defensive backs coach. You know, he primarily works with the corners. And then I'm kind of like the go-between to kind of make sure everything's kind of tied together as far as the secondary and, you know, defending the pass game. And, you know, working along with Brandon and Grady, we kind of come together with a plan along with our linebacker coach, Coach Sermon, to where we can have everything pretty much tied together on the back end to make sure that we don't allow people to throw the ball over our head.
You know, Terry, when I look at, like, okay, you got a young position group, a lot of younger guys in the secondary that you're counting upon, and at the end of the season, they're no longer young, they're no longer rookies. What have you challenged? Because Justin Reed, he's been around, but Alante Taylor to be that alpha. Now, he had a big game. Seven total tackles. He led the team in unassisted with five, a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. I think Alante Taylor accepts the challenge, but do you have to go out and maybe pull him aside and say, look, we don't have Lattimore no more, Paulson and Debo, maybe when you were young coming in, that you got to be that. No Honey Badger, whatever it might be. So how do you approach a younger player when all of a sudden, no, you've been around here long enough, you got to be that alpha?
Well, yeah, I think the one great thing about Alante, that's already how he's built. You know, he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the playmaker for us in the secondary. I think one of the biggest challenges that he's had is that because of our situation, you know, in our base defense, he's played corner. And then when we go to our sub package, he's had to go in and be the star. And those two positions are a totally different mindset. You know, when he's in there at star, he's a blitzer. He's involved in a run game. He has to tackle. And then, you know, when he gets on that corner, he's more on an island in a one-on-one situation. So I think our biggest, work in progress and our challenge with Alante is being able to get him to switch in between series from, hey, being a lockdown corner for first and second down, and then on third down, jumping into that playmaking uniform where you're the star, you're closer to the box, and you have more impact on the game on those downs.
Now, Coach Joseph, what makes like a reliable veteran safety? And look, because really, you're the quarterback on the back end. Look, we just put Brett Maxey in the Saints Hall of Fame with the Dome Patrol. He was that guy, getting people aligned, pointing them in the right direction. We've had some outstanding safeties. I look at Malcolm Jenkins, Marcus Williams, and I just mentioned, Honey Badger. When you look at it, and we had one, I thought, a veteran, and Julian Blackman, and what he was able to do. But the question I have is, like, what are you looking at and who you can rely upon? You trying to get Sanker to play that role now? He's making plays. You look, he had an interception. He led the team with two passes defended. But what does it take to truly be, like I was saying, all I know is Blackman just got here, but no. Look what he's providing. I think at times we've had that with Justin Reed, but Blackman's more of a playmaker. But just describe to the fans, well, what would be that veteran reliable safety that you look in and that you can always have confidence and count on?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, the safety is really the quarterback of the defense because he has to get, you know, the back seven lined up. He has to get the adjustments. So when you start talking about that position, you want somebody who has a really high football IQ, who can really do a great job of anticipating what's going to happen. You know, these offenses, they're so sophisticated. You want guys who can kind of see the formation, see how they aligned, anticipate the motion, and then really have a clue of what's about to happen. And that way we can kind of anticipate our adjustment and get everybody on the same page. And, you know, those guys, this day and age, they're few and far between because it takes a special player to be willing to spend that much time watching the film and to get out in front of 70,000 people and take total command of the back end. You know, I think Justin Reed has done a good job for us, how young we are back there, but I think the more snaps that Jonas plays, eventually he can go and grow into that role. But I think the more experience you have, the more confident that you can be to make those adjustments and get us lined up and get us all on the same page.
Speaking of adjustments, talk about your role. You started at Shaw, Destrehan, LSU, Notre Dame, Texas. I mean, so when you get to those big schools, man, they're like NFL programs, but this is your first year in the NFL. What was kind of the biggest adjustment?
You know, I think for me, you know, first of all, you know, my career has probably been, could be a movie, you know, to come back and coach in a Superdome where I played as a high school player, coached as a high school coach. You know, I was able to coach in the Sugar Bowl with Texas a few years ago and now play our home games there. I think the biggest adjustment for me has just been the time, you know, like, you know, in college, your time is so divvied out, recruiting, academic checks, nutrition checks, making sure you're really responsible for the player 24/7. And then when you come to the NFL and you coach and grown men and professionals, you have a lot more time to dive in the scheme of football and figuring out ways to really help your players. And so that's been a refreshing part of the job for me. At the end of the day, when we go on the grass or the turf, it's still the same game. But it's just you have so much more time that you can invest in different ways to help the players out.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, Coach Joseph, when you look at like a young player, a high skill set, a lot like Sanker, Quincy Riley, just bring us in the meeting room when all of a sudden, no, because it happens, you're always trying to attack the weakest link, a chess match, you know, the game plan. And he had a couple of nice pass defending, preventing one touchdown against the Carolina Panthers. But there was one drive they was going after his ass. It was like three or four times I'm saying, okay, I remember going against Alex Molden. He was a first-round draft pick with the Saints out of Oregon. What I knew was man-to-man coverage. I go, who is he guarding? I know I'm going to complete the pass. No, that's where you never want to be, that weakest link. So I just noticed in that game, boy, they were going after the young rook, Quincy Riley. How can you maybe encourage him? He says, you got to have a short-term memory. You got to keep fighting. Just talk about maybe amongst his peers and the coaches, how do you give a young player confidence? You got to just keep fighting or what?
Well, yeah, I think the good thing for us, Bobby, is that God has blessed both of those kids. Jonas and Quincy are great competitors, and I think everybody knows you're not going to win every one-on-one battle. However, you know, being a rookie, you do have a target on your back. So going into games, you have to understand that they're going to try to get you isolated and match up and try to take advantage of you being a first-year player. So in doing that, I think Coach Staley does a great job of trying to change the coverages when he feels those shot plays are coming that we can kind of protect those guys. But it also helps when you have veterans out there like DeMario and Pete Warner, Justin Reed, that can help disguise the coverage pre-snap. Like, hey, we know we're going to be a man-to-man, but we want to present the quarterback something else pre-snap where he can think it's zone or he can think it's some type of pressure. But in reality, we are playing man-to-man to help the quarterback have the quarterback the challenge of figuring out that we're man-to-man. We don't want to leave our guys out there to be sitting ducks. But at the end of the day, we expect them. We're in week 16. Their rookie card is long gone. So we expect those guys to go in there and compete and win their fair shares of one-on-ones.
Now, Coach Joseph, when you talk about I talk to all the assistant coaches, because you don't have a break in practice, whether you want to put a good show for the scout team, and you're going against the offense. Just talk a little bit about, we got the Dakota boys, we got Beanham and Price, South Dakota yep. State, North Dakota State. How demanding do you tell them? You got to still work on your technique, be fundamentally sound, and give the offense a good look. Just talk about those two guys, because, you know, I've taken notes on them in training camp, and obviously they're on the practice squad, so it's still a big part of the team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, you know, I think one thing that Kellen's been big on since day one has been development. So even though those guys are on a scout team, we're still coaching them to give the very best look and attack the ball to give our offensive players great reps of making sure they have to protect the ball and get themselves in position to make catches. And then, Bobby, what we do on Fridays is that after we finish our practice, we do a developmental 7-on-7 on, you know, the developmental practice squad guys on offense and a defense, and it's pretty competitive. And I think it's a sign of what we're building here. It's week 16 now. I think probably for the first however many weeks, you know, a few of the vets would stay out. Now it's probably the most competitive period of the week because all of that stay out. They're keeping score, and it's a good, fun competition that we finish the week with, and we take those guys in the meeting room, and we grade them and critique them just like they were starting against the Jets last week or the Tennessee Titans this week.
Talking with Saints defensive pass game coordinator Terry Joseph, a couple of quick ones and let you go because I'm curious. The family, Joseph, Vance, defensive coordinator in Denver, Mickey, head coach, Grambling State, and yourself. So the first part of a two-part is, when do you guys do Christmas? March? I mean, when do you guys, how could you guys all get together? So that's part one. And part two is, did you reach out to Hank Tierney? Man, that was a tough one for Shaw. Congrats to St. Charles Catholic, but that was a tough one in the dome.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, with us all being in a profession and, you know, Mickey and Vance's younger brother, my younger cousin, Sammy, he's the DB coach at Louisiana Monroe. So we don't do Christmas during Christmas time nor Thanksgiving. If we're free on any of those holidays, that means we didn't have a good season at all. So we usually get together in June while everybody's off before we head back off to training camp. And so that's kind of how we handle the holidays. We do check in probably once a week. I probably won't talk to Vance this week because obviously on a short week, having to bounce back and play on Thursday. I did believe it or not, I talked to Coach Hanks Saturday night. And then, to be honest with you, it took me a week to get over the game before I could give him a call. And we had a great conversation. You know, Wayne Stein obviously does a great job over at St. Charles Catholic. But it was a gut-wrenching loss for the Shore Eagles. But I have full confidence that Coach is going to get those kids and they're going to bounce back and they'll be back in the dome.
Now, Coach Joseph, can I use this? I said this earlier. I'm going to use it whether you give me permission or not. I'm like, I look at the Joseph family, and you know how everybody talks about the Mannings in New Orleans? Obviously, you look Peyton, Eli, Archie, and you go on and on. But I'm talking about the West Bank, the Best Bank, the Joseph and the football family. That's definitely football royalty, considering all with the family and the cousin, whatever it might be, that name Joseph. What y'all produce, very similar at the highest level of the Mannings. So could I continue to use that? I want your permission.
Yes, you do have my permission, and we're proud of everything that we've accomplished, and hopefully we have a lot more left to get done.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. We appreciate your time. Saints defensive pass game coordinator Terry Joseph, Shaw Eagles, Desterhan, just great to have a great homecoming, and that was a great way to end it with a victory over the Jets. Two more to go, Nashville and Atlanta. Continued success, and happy holidays.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. And who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.